Hi, this is Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. Do you have a plumbing emergency? Call Four Seasons. An electrical emergency? Call Four Seasons. A heating or cooling emergency? Call Four Seasons. Same day hot water tank installation needed? Call Four Seasons. Need a whole home generator? Call Four Seasons. We guarantee same day installation on all heating, cooling, plumbing, and electrical needs. And no extra charge for nights, weekends, or holidays.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
Chicago winters can be tough. Snow, ice, and freezing temps make every drive a challenge. If you're thinking it's time for a new Chevy, you're right. Your local Chevy dealer has the perfect vehicle to keep you safe and confident on the road. From heavy-duty performance to everyday versatility, Chevy has you covered. The Silverado offers unmatched power. The Equinox and Blazer provide all-weather confidence. Need room for the whole crew? Check out the Traverse, Tahoe, or Suburban. Or go for the sporty, city-friendly Trax, perfect for navigating winter streets. Visit ChevyDriveChicago.com. That's ChevyDriveChicago.com to explore the latest models, find special offers, locate your nearest dealer, and even start shopping online. Don't let winter slow you down. Find your next Chevy today at ChevyDriveChicago.com. That's ChevyDriveChicago.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We love talking to Rob. He's a host of Baseball Isn't Boring podcast. He does a tremendous job covering MLB, Odyssey MLB Insider. And Rob, as spring training gets underway, pitchers and catchers yesterday, full squad workout next week, everybody's talking about what the Braves didn't do this offseason. I am not as concerned as many Braves fans are, and I want to get your thoughts on this because I still think with a healthy club, we're going to be a contending team. But everybody saw what the Dodgers did and lost their minds and said, well, why didn't the Braves do anything? Are you fearing that the Braves didn't do enough?
Well, two things. And first of all, I want to apologize to all your listeners for saying Matthew Judon was going to be the answer for the Falcons. So I think last time I was on. So yeah. I'll take that one. I'll take that one on the chin. So, but I also, every time I feel like I talk with you guys, and I always love talking with you guys, I always appreciate you having me on, I'm always like the optimist when it comes to the Braves. And I'm kind of going to do it again. And it really hasn't been talked a lot about in baseball because of, like you said, the perceived inactivity. Why the other teams in Major League Baseball or in the National League, the top-tier teams, the Dodgers and the Mets and the Phillies, I mean, they're at least doing something. But I come back to exactly what you said, which is the Braves are a top-tier team because this is what we viewed them as when they locked all these guys up. Yes, you are taking a chance anytime you do get guys locked up to long-term extensions. You are taking that chance that they're going to perform like you hope they will. But for the most part, I think that the guys that they locked up, there was a reason everyone was patting Alex Anthopoulos on the back for all of last year, because I think these are good players. I think this is a good team, and I think that they can absolutely be in that top tier. We all know the deal. The Dodgers are at the top, and then I would put the Mets, the Phillies, and the Braves, and maybe the Cubs in that second tier. But as we've seen in the playoffs, that's okay. That's okay. You can get by with that.
When you look at the Braves and sort of, you know, the lack of improvements that they made, you go into it. What's your biggest concern? I mean, Matt Olson obviously has to return to form. The bullpen, you know, isn't what it was 2 or 3 years ago. Where do you kind of put the biggest concern? Even Spencer Strider and the starting pitching staff now without Max Fried.
Yeah, well, that's the thing, is that, right, we can't discount the loss of Max Fried. And you know, even a guy like, I know Charlie Morton was what he was, but still, you're taking guys out and you have to replace whatever they delivered there. So I think that's where you have to start. And you have to hope that Strider comes back and he's the Strider that we know. But so I think that that's probably where I would start in terms of really, really hoping that the guys that are solutions to the guys I just mentioned of leaving, that they step up and they're okay. And as you said, you know, you haven't come in and say, oh, there's your lockdown bullpen. And I know this is a general term or general sort of view of things, but I think your stars have to be stars. And that's what it comes down to. It's not that complicated, guys. I mean, your stars have to be stars. In this day and age of baseball, when everyone was talking about sustainability and calling guys up and having prospect and looking for the guy with a good spin rate with the 5 ERA, well, the teams that have done well have stars who are stars. And I think the Braves at least have some of those guys who can be them, but they have to be that way heading in this year.
Totally agree. Rob Bradford joining us, host of Baseball Isn't Boring, the podcast, Odyssey MLB Insider here on Dukes and Bell. Do you believe that MLB is moving towards a salary cap? This is another question a lot of people are talking about with the way this offseason went.
Nah, I think they're moving more toward a lockout than a salary cap. I mean, it's we hear this all the time, and unfortunately, this is the world of baseball, the union and the owner. And the owners and how dysfunctional we all have seen it. We saw it a couple years ago where everyone thought baseball was literally falling off a cliff, that it was the end. Remember in that meeting in Jupiter that they had, and they came out of the meeting and said, we're not going to get this lockout solved. And everyone's, all right, well, baseball's done. That's it. And these sort of topics keep coming up. And yeah, like in a perfect world, we would want an off season where it's, you say, this is when you have to sign guys by, these are the limitations that you have, and everyone just get it done. We've seen it in other sports. It obviously is better for the sport, but that's, baseball is so rigid when it comes to stuff like this. I just don't think it won't happen. And when the conversation does get surfaced, then that's when we're, like I said, collective bargaining agreement expires. We're going to go through with this all over again. This thing that we said that could never, ever happen again. But, you know, would anybody be surprised if it does happen again? That baseball's so awesome in so many ways, and they made so many improvements over the last couple of years. But the one thing they just can't get out of their own way about is just this strife between the owners and the Players Association.
To that end, Rob, you know, look at some of these smaller market teams. Every year one starts to make a push and you know, obviously will make the playoffs and make some noise. Is there a team that you have your eyes on, whether it's Kansas City this year, Detroit makes another big leap? Who does it look like for you?
Yeah, you know, you just mentioned two, and honestly, I'm not just saying because you mentioned them, but, you know, I just had Lucas Ursig, the reliever, the closer for the Royals, on for tomorrow's podcast. And, you know, he was reminding me, like, how good they were and that run that they made. And really, you know, they hit the Yankees and they didn't play that well. But, you know, the way the Yankees were on a dominant team, if the Royals were playing their best, they could have beaten the Yankees. And then you have Detroit, the run that they went on. And I do think that those two teams are – we always said the AL Central stinks. But then the Guardians of the Guardians, they did their thing. And then you have Detroit and you have Kansas City, all of a sudden out of nowhere, really, really good teams. And Detroit isn't going to have to be that team where you're having a bullpen game 4 out of every 5 days. They actually have starters or will have starters this time around. And I heard also, I talked to some players who actually wanted to play in Detroit. Now, Alex Bregman didn't want to play in Detroit, but I've heard players who actually now want to play in Detroit because they see sort of the upside of that organization, of that team. So, you know, I think those teams do jump out. And I always never discount Arizona. I think that, I know Arizona invested a lot of money in more starting pitching, and that's backfired them in the past. But I just like the way they run things there. So I would put them in that group too.
Got about a minute, Rob. What about Bregman going to the Red Sox? What's that mean? I thought he might end up with the...
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Cubs.
Yeah, I think that the Red Sox were able to play the market correctly. So you had a couple teams that were willing to give him more years, which he wanted, Detroit, maybe Toronto, but he didn't want to go there. And then you have Houston. They're saying, oh, they had the 6-year offer. I don't even know if that was an offer. You know, honestly, they might have been doing him a favor. Who knows? It didn't make any sense to me. But then I think it came about the Red Sox and Cubs, and I think the Red Sox were just positioned to pay him more per year than the Cubs were. They were in a better financial position. And you know, so the Red Sox won, man. Like, the Red Sox, and I've said this all along, I haven't seen a better free agent fit for a player in a long time than Alex Bregman for the Red Sox, even though he's going to have to play second base, for clubhouse, for the dynamic of the business, for actually going to the top of the tier in a pretty weak American league. So, yeah, I mean, I think I got to give it to the Red Sox. They did a good job of playing the market and getting their guy.
I thought so too. Tell everybody when they can check out the podcast, man.
Every single day, Baseball Isn't Boring podcast. Be up by 8 a.m. Today was Ryan Brazier of the Cubs. Tomorrow's Lucas Ercik. Our owner, Joe Kelly's popping back on, and we had Garrett Crochet on it as well today. So all good. But you guys are awesome. I always enjoyed my conversations with you. And so I'm going to try to find ways maybe not to be as optimistic about the Braves, because I feel, again, I'm way too optimistic about the Braves. But we'll see. You know, that's what spring training's for, to get all jacked up.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby. If you enjoy football, and brotherly banter, be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys.
Here's some stories from my NFL playing days, goofy conversations about everyday life, giving you entertaining lessons on the pitches across the pond, fun, relatable guests, and what it means to live life on purpose.
New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday. Be sure to subscribe to Kicking It with the Crosbys on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.